Hi, he's Dave Shumka.
And he's Graham Clark.
And together we host Stop Podcasting Yourself. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 179 of Stop Podcasting Yourself. My name's Graham Clark, and with me, as always, is a man who always matches his socks, one color to the other, Mr. Dave Shumka.
Yeah, they come in pairs. So, it's like you don't have to just pick a bunch from the pile at the Value Village. You can get them as pairs.
Yeah, but at what cost? In this economy?
Sure. I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen them for sale by themselves, so I don't know at what cost. I don't know what I'm saving or what you're saving by wearing mismatched socks.
I'm saving somebody the price of matching them up. And then I pass the savings on to the listener.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. and our guest this week, a very funny man who just came in from Sycamoose?
Yeah, Sycamoose. That's where I'm based out of.
The comedy hub of Sycamoose.
Yeah.
A very funny gentleman indeed, Mr. Chris Gordon is our guest.
Oh, hey.
Hey!
I find it weird when socks have this one doesn't bother me as much, but when the socks at the end, they have that thin stripe, I feel like toes are being constricted.
You mean
like
that
it's a
stripe
phony
there?
Rubber band. No, if this was much thinner and was just like a
the
red
seam?
Stripe.
Oh,
yeah. Almost
yeah.
like a seam. And I can't stop looking at people's feet and worrying about the blood flow to their toes at that point. It's a bit of a problem.
You know what?
I don't know
that's
that they're
good. That's nice that you're concerned for your fellow man's feet.
I have anxiety
issues.
I
don't know that they're being constricted. I feel like that's like where you're supposed to aim your toes.
Oh, like that's the
it's a helping stripe.
Well, like that's
a landing strip.
Yeah, it's not
a landing strip.
It's not a hurting
yeah,
stripe.
It's a landing stripe.
It's not there to harm your toes, I don't think.
It's not a bad stripe.
No, that's still right. I think that's the visual trick that it's playing on me. Like
right.
one of those paintings you stare at in the 90s. And then something comes out of
it. It's the only way to stare at it is in the 90s.
Yeah. No, you can't look at them today. They don't work.
Yeah, everyone's eyes evolved. On Y2K. Should we get to know us?
Oh, sure. Get to know us. Chris, you're out here. You're out here for a couple of weeks doing comedies.
Yes.
Oh, you're not from Sycamoose.
No, I'm not from Sycamoose. My parents have a cabin there since I was like four, so.
Oh, wow.
Sycamoose, for people who think it's just a silly word, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their mascot is the Moose Mouse. It's a a little mouse with moose antlers.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's why would I make that up?
I don't know. You know, because it's two words that, like, I could have said that, you know, the goose. Gauss?
Gosling?
Goose, yeah. Gauss.
Goose, half Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Now, ever since you were a little kid, you were a family that had a cabin.
A family that cabins together.
Yeah, it's murder together.
That's pretty
right?
accurate. We had a trailer on some land for a while, and then it was developed later in a cabin. And I missed out on it the last couple of summers, so I tried to spend a lot of time out there this summer and decided to, for the second time in my life, try and grow a beard.
Oh, is this...
This is the attempt. This is a month in.
That's not bad. No,
really?
But yeah, like I didn't,
I
wouldn't say that you're
microphone.
It's like an invisible force field.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
It's better than I thought it would be.
I didn't comment on it because I just assumed it was. I didn't assume you were growing a beard. I just thought it was a beard.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Yeah,
it looks
I'm
great.
I'm at beard status.
Well, you're not like you have a beard on your face. Like,
because my thoughts are like when I was I think it was when I was like 19. I tried to grow one, and it was like just. Like that, I was talking about the invisible barrier of like peach fuzz.
Oh, yeah.
And like, so I was like, and so I used to joke
about. And
then
you dyed it with Just for Men.
It was amazing. I was like a polar bear, only in like the light. I don't know how that works, but yeah. So then this year I gave up and I was like, I want to grow out my hair. I'm going to grow out this beard and just see what happens. And I found that like when you have. Clean shaven, you're a normal person, like you're a respectable human.
Sure.
When you have a nice full beard, you're like, that's normal too. But anywhere in between, you're like pervert or criminal.
Or you've just stepped off a greyhound.
Yeah. Or you're like predator of some way. So that's what I was worried about. I'm like, and there's these two side things that I don't know if.
No, you're fine.
In.
This looks
lightning bolts. Yeah. for the home listener, the two side things he's talking about, lightning bolts.
Yeah, he has two lightning bolts shaved into the sides of each sides of each of his beard,
like a beard would.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
That's why I put them there.
No, it just looks like somebody who's growing a beard. It's hockey season. You're growing a beard.
Okay,
watching your team. It's not an offensive beard.
Okay.
You know, like some people, like they grow a beard and it looks like they've been, like they've had the flu and they haven't been able to shave.
A flu beard?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and they've lost a bit of weight. And so it's not that their beard hair has grown, it's just their skin is receded.
Yes.
And their fingernails are longer.
That's strange.
So yeah, like, I mean, those are the beards that you want to, if you grow a beard like that, then you want to stay away from it. But
because I was worried, I had soul patch since I was like 20, and half the time people would go like late, like week or even years after knowing me, they'd be like, oh, did you just grow a soul? I'm like, no, I've had this for,
well,
since
you're very fair haired and fair skinned.
Mm-hmm.
So, and your beard hair is basically the same color as your skin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like
which
a
which makes it strange. It looks like my face is swollen.
Yeah.
Is what you're trying to say like, at this point. Like bee
and then
stings.
If you grow it too far, it'll look like your face is melting off of your head.
That's just not a bad plan.
Yeah, just be cautious of it. Just be careful when you're trimming it. Well, now, is this your first full beard attempt?
Yeah.
So do you have clippers or
you
anything?
Said it was,
or?
You said earlier
oh, sorry.
You tried before.
Yeah, I tried before. It was over the holidays when I was like 19. And yeah, it was, that was bad. Yeah, I had a mustache for a while. I had that was when I was in art school. And a friend and I,
oh, yeah.
This was kind of before, yeah. Right? And this was, I like to say this is before like the hipster mustache thing came in. So it was like horrible to walk around campus with a mustache and like go over to girls' tables and clean up spilt beer with it, because that's what you do, right?
Right,
to
yeah.
pick up chicks and stuff. And yeah, it was terrible. It was just like terrible having it. It was so gross. And my favorite thing to do was the side curls I would like chew on a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
That is
super
gross,
right? Art school, though, right? I mean, it's college, you're experimenting and stuff.
Sure.
So.
Well, why would art school be so mustache averse? Like, wasn't like Salvador Dali was a famous mustached man.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's true.
Art.
Magnum
P.I.
Garfunkel.
Oh, okay.
That was a big...
Jump too far.
He actually did.
Famous artist. But he was a mustache enthusiast. Everybody knew he wanted
a mustache. Paul Simon certainly had one for a period.
That's why Art hung out with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was mustache adjacent.
I'm so glad that it's mostly just been about mustaches and beards so far.
What were you afraid it was going to be?
I had no idea. I actually asked Amanda Brooke Perrin, I'm like, well, do we have a subject? Like, what are you talking about? She's like, relax, you're going to go into this like too prepared with a script. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
no, you just got, yeah, you do like Amanda did. Just let it flow.
Did she talk about
let your beard hang down?
She let her beard?
Yeah,
oh my God.
She let it all hang out.
My God.
Maybe our listeners don't know, but over the summer... Amanda Brooke Perrin, who was a past guest.
Maybe 20 episodes ago?
Yeah, she won a competition she was up for. She got to be like an intern at the Comedy Network. We were talking about her before the show started that, she's all over the place. She's meeting celebrities.
I wish you guys would keep it on me or whatever. a big deal
great.
Or whatever, but like she's not here, you know what I mean? She's an ex-girlfriend. You want to get into that?
Oh, really?
We didn't know that.
Yeah, well.
What did she think of the mustache?
Yeah, well, that's how we picked her up.
She actually, she saw a picture, and she's on Facebook or something, and she texts me. She's like, are you growing a fucking beard? And I was like, yeah, I'm a man now, right?
Yeah, and it's also none of your business, ex, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, exactly. This is
There's
how the single
shit
Chris Gordon is doing it. Yeah. Just, you know what, you should get a picture of you playing darts. I feel like that's like a big
that
bearded man game. Darts? Doesn't that feel like a game that a newly bearded man would play?
Sure.
As opposed to a croquet.
Yeah,
or
like a backgammon.
Yeah, or get an axe and like put a couple notches in a tree. That would look pretty badass. You know what I mean?
I feel I was my roommate came out to the cabin. One of my buddies and
because you were like, what if we were cabin roommates?
Let's see what that would be. We tried it in Calgary.
Yeah, we tried it in a metropolitan.
Are we friends in Sycamus? But he came out and he'd been working in the field for a while, and neither of us knew, but he came with a beard as well.
Oh, wow.
I know, that's how good our friendship is.
Yeah.
I assumed that's what you meant when you said he was working in the field. The field of beards.
The field of beards. Out in the woods, growing one like you do. And
if you grow it, they will come.
That happened right there. That just happened. And I have no idea why I brought up my friend anymore, except that he had a beard too. And
yeah, sure.
I don't know why I was getting to that, but there was a really important point to it. And now I don't know.
If you come to it later, we're still going to be
here. All
right,
I'll figure it out.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. No, I remembered. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was texting him today, and I was like, I feel weird because I feel now that I have somewhat of a beard, I like feel... I'm extra confident and like I don't care about shit as much. And he goes, he texted me back like, I felt the exact same way. And now that I'm shaved, I feel like I'm a virgin again.
Wow.
First time. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Dave, you go through bearded and shaved periods all the time.
How does that affect you?
It's rough. It doesn't affect me so much as it affects the tides.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. People think it's the moon, sense. But it's my beard that does it. But I giggled a bit when you said that. You're like, oh, I texted him to talk about how my beard was feeling. I think part of having a beard is maybe not obsessing about it 23 hours
a
day.
This is my first, you got to realize, right? Like, so it's like, when I lost my virginity, I'm going to tell you this, guys, because I feel like we're...
Yeah, sure. So, absolutely.
Was Amanda there?
See, now we're in trouble. I think she was like 12 then, actually. That is quite a lot younger than
so
me.
So we've coasted into some weird waters.
Yeah.
Sure.
You were 6.
That is weird. It was like Mrs. Robinson, but like way earlier, like in life when she was... Okay. But I looked at the clock at the exact moment that I entered my girlfriend, so I knew when I became a man. I never talked.
What do you mean gross?
Well, this is a timing thing.
I think we're going, the gross was the entered.
Entered.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't about the time thing.
What should I have said?
No, I guess that was probably the most genteel way you could have put it.
Way worse.
I know, you could have done better, I think.
Do you think so? Should I try
a different way? I think you could have just gone more subtle. Like, I think we would have, we know.
As you started, you could have said, but entered. Oh, but
what about parted her flower?
Stop. Oh, there you go.
That one you liked?
Dave didn't.
I would have gone with when, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I would have said when things commence.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
But you know what?
Well, I'm being...
Was there an alarm clock nearby? Or, like, did you have your watch on?
It was... No, it was... Was it
flashing
it was
midnight on a VCR?
Why can't your dad program this damn thing?
I'm trying.
He was there. Yeah, that's the weird part. No, you can't bring up VCRs and not expect me to talk about that and sidetrack me. But anyways.
I know why.
It's comic gold.
Why did I expect that?
Because I had a character I tried. It was called Dale Peterson VCR / Life Repair. Mm-hmm. And he came to your house. And to repair your VCR, like... People have those jobs, right?
I don't think so.
Well, they used to have TV VCR repair and it's like home course scam things.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
so locksmith TV VCR repair.
So he's one of those dudes, but he knows nothing about VCRs. He just helps you with the relationship. So it'd be like the couple's fighting, and he looks over and he's like, you know, if you just looked at each other and remembered why you're married and how you first met and why you truly love each other, maybe this little argument wouldn't be so big. And then he turns back to the VCR and he's like, now why the hell's this thing blinking 12 o'clock? Like, he knows nothing. And he's like, what's audio video? That was the character.
I don't know if you ever had this when you were a kid. I had a VCR that had a little panel that you opened up and it came with it had all these like plastic screws in it, and you could like adjust the tracking of every channel with a little tiny plastic screwdriver.
Really?
That came with the VCR. This was like early.
Was it a top loader?
No, it wasn't a top loader, but this thing was on top of the, may have been the, oops, sorry, the first generation of the front road.
Right. Did you ever,
betas.
Your VCR when you were a kid, because now everything has either HDMI cable.
Yeah.
Or RCA cables, like the red, white, and yellow.
Yeah.
But like some of my friends had VCRs that had the RCA cables with the three things. But we always had the one that you plugged the cable into the VCR and then you did another cable from the VCR.
Yeah, that's what we had.
And so if you wanted to watch your VCR, you had... It was before you had like TV and then...
Video?
TV video. You would have to watch your VCR on channel 4.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember like Atari had that, right? Like channel 3 or 4. Yeah. But I don't remember VCR.
How did Atari know what channel you were on?
I think at the back you selected channel 3 or 4.
Oh, I don't like that
one. You don't like the reality of that? I just heard recently my...
Wait. What time was it?
Yeah. Oh, June 16th, 2:52 a.m.
Oh,
my.
Yeah, days after her birthday. You're welcome, right? You know what I mean?
Like, Better late than never.
I held out on her for a year. I'm that guy, right? Like, I'm the girl in relationships when I date a girl.
They're oh,
like,
really?
Why are you the girl?
Like, she's putting on the moves after date she's four, like, and you're like, no. Yeah, exactly. I've got to put on my makeup. Well, I broke a nail.
I did grow up my nails a little bit. No, I was like high school sort of thing.
But, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and I've never worked that into my act, but I've always thought about it. It's 2:51. So, like, you know what I mean? I raced home after. The weird thing was I finished at 2:40. That's how fast it was. I went back in time. She got several more hymens. I said it. Okay.
We all hoped you wouldn't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't think that's the plural.
Hymens?
Yeah.
What?
Hymens.
Hymen? By
hymens. That's pretty funny.
It was pretty good, actually.
Thanks.
So, you born and raised in Calgary, Alberta?
Yeah.
And now what
high
school?
This is the point where Graham asked the Calgary person.
What high school they went to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I also grew up in Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, so okay. I didn't grow up in Calgary, but I know the names of like four high schools based on previous episodes. Do you want me to guess?
Yeah, I want you to guess.
Was it Bishop Grandin?
No.
Was it
I think that's Amanda.
Western?
No.
Was it Lord Beaverbrook?
No.
Was it... Riverdale.
Isn't that from the Archie comics?
Was it Bayside? Was it Degrassi?
Was it the Peach Pit?
I don't know anymore.
Sir Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
Victory,
yeah.
Everybody. Bulldogs.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, where that's were a you? Good, Lord that's Beaverbrook. A good mascot.
What are they?
The
Beaver Brooks.
Yeah, it was a beaver with a brook running through it.
That's fair.
Yeah, it was. We had our mascot was a lion. Yeah.
Don't ask
like
me.
Like a lion that's asking a question?
Yeah, lion. Like a Riddler lion.
Yeah. A lion that had some identity issues. I don't feel like a lion.
A lion with like a really short haircut.
Yeah.
No, right? Wait. Is that right? No, lions are the...
The female lions have short haircuts.
Short haircuts.
So they have like a Susan Powder thing. The men all have long flowing hair.
They have short haircuts. That would be good in a nature documentary if somebody referred to that animal as having... Yeah. The female can be recognized by her short hair.
Short hair.
Whereas the man has a lot of bounce and body to his hair. Exactly. Is an updo.
Yeah, a real kicky summer do. Yeah.
Can I ask you about an animal tweet I was going to do?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Why not?
I'm going to show you a picture. Because we're talking about animal hairdos.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
Wine. You remember? Like, yeah. When they're wine tasting in the BC interior.
Okay.
And they had horses there, and I took a picture of this horse because I thought he looked like I thought of the joke outside, and then I tested it inside on the lady.
Yeah.
Around the winery. And it's a picture of
at 2:51 a.m.
as I entered her. But this was, I said, what?
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. Like, this is a picture of a horse with, like, really blonde metal hair.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of a hairband.
Kind of swooped to the side. Because
this
front
is
of the
like he got
face.
His hair did.
Yeah, it does look like
it. Does
it
not? Like, and so we wondered which metal band. I will, let's say, I'll tweet this after, and then maybe I'll get no response. responses or whatever.
Well, we should get see if we can get a copy of this and post it on the recap.
Can we get a copy of it?
I don't know. Is this a wait? Is it watermarked? Because if it is, forget it. If it says ChrisGordon.com on it,
ChrisGordonPhotography.com.
I do put that on every picture.
I would say if I had to pick a band, is that what the question is? Warrant.
Oh, Warrant, like Cherry Pie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
Did Warrant's lead singer just die?
No. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Too much Cherry Pie. Yeah. Or okay.
Yeah.
Nimrod.
Yeah. He was found in a hotel room next to a half-eaten Cherry Pie.
That'd be the best, though, right? That would go down. That'd be legendary.
The best. What band did you think he was part of?
I don't know. I was trying to think of like what are famous like hair metal bands.
Poison.
Oh, Poison could be good. I don't know.
White Snake. Well, he's got white hair.
Is Van Halen got like hair?
They have a kinky hair.
Yes. Okay. So this totally is into like nipple clamps.
it turns out though that the horse's name was Dolly Parton.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah. I can see that. Yeah. Because I happen to know those bad horses' working hours.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I wish I didn't. That made my tit joke look horrible.
Well, you know what, though?
When you give a 9-to-5 reference, now I look like
the worst. It was a race to the top.
And I failed horribly on that. I went with like the easiest one.
But you know what? That's what races are about, winning and losing. Dave, what's going on with you, man?
Speaking of races, you're about to go on a race yourself.
Yeah. Although I'm going in a thing called a Spartan race. I'm going back to Calgary this weekend to compete at Canada Olympic Park.
Oh my God.
There's like a race. You go under some barbed wire on your belly and you run up a hill and you get knocked over by a guy.
And at the time that this episode is released, you will have...
I'll be back.
You'll be dead.
I'll be dead. I'll be... But you know what? I talked to a guy over the weekend who his friend did something similar in Whistler, and he said it was okay. Like they hype it a lot more on the website. They make it look a lot more gruesome, but he said like there were a lot of people doing it in a costume and stuff, so that's given me a little bit of
yeah. It sounds like you fully checked it out.
I didn't really
asked a guy whose
who did something similar
that I met at a beer tasting
maybe
party.
Did a fun run.
I will be while you're listening to this, it's been fun.
Yeah.
Dave.
179 episodes.
I bequeath my pile of mismatched socks to you.
Yeah, Graham. Wow. 1980 to 2011.
Now, what's going on with you?
Well, there's this neighborhood dog that's been getting on my nerves.
No, go on.
You have drastically different lives. That's what I've realized.
Well, there's this, I don't know if I've ever talked about it. It just, like, it happens every other day that I'm terrorized by this dog. There's a dog in the neighborhood. It's a Labradoodle, which is a Labrador poodle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it...
I'm familiar with that dog.
I'm just for the homeless.
Is it like is it big like a Labrador, but curly like a poodle?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's big, like...
Red eyes? Evil red eyes?
Not evil red eyes, but...
super racist though.
Totally. Yeah. It's half French, so it's like kind of anti-Semitic.
Okay. Yeah, I know this stuff.
Yeah, but it's like really kind of snooty. It doesn't apologize about it. But it's big, and there's one in the yard. Like it lives in this yard up the street from us, and it comes to the fence, mm-hmm. like the gate of the fence of the yard, and it gets on its hind legs. Ooh, and Jesus. It's as tall as me. And so its head is at my face level.
Yeah.
And it just starts barking, but it
why are you at this fence?
Well, I'm just walking past, and then it doesn't bark until it gets to the fence. Mm-hmm. So you think you're in the clear, and then at the last minute, you just hear some mad scrambling, and then a terrifying dog right at your face. Like, it's a split second from perfect calm to just, like, I don't know, cacophony of dog screams. And it doesn't, it hasn't got the like a fully formed mouth.
Well, that is terrifying.
Well, like, it doesn't do full barks. It does sort of, like... kind of human warbling barks, and so it's like, ah, ah, ah. Like, hi, David.
Have you thought about talking to the owner of this dog?
No.
Oh, why not?
Well, Abby doesn't.
Are you afraid that the person will be like the dog? Like one of those situations?
You mean Shaggy?
No, I mean barking in your face.
Chernobyl Scooby-Doo.
It's not that scary a dog on its own. Like, sure. I've seen it on a leash. But just in the yard when it gets up on its hind legs and comes right to the fence. I haven't talked to the owner because I don't talk to people.
Will you send Abby to go do it? Because now she's your wife.
Abby does a thing where every time it happens, I have sort of started anticipating it. Like, I know when we're in the neighborhood of when that dog is going to come out. Abby gets scared by it every time. And she will just loudly yell, "Oh my goodness!" I cleaned it up for the podcast.
But you know what? I bet you the dog gets off on that. She's only encouraging the problem.
Yeah. Well, the dog also flashes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this Labradoodle doesn't care what you think.
Wears a little trench coat.
And it shows the part of the mouth that's missing. It reveals it's down lower. Yeah. Is that weird?
Yeah, no, because Dave said he's got a malformed mouth. So it shows you where the rest of the mouth is.
I didn't mean that. I just mean it's still like a puppy.
But is there a possibility that you could just...
Well, it's like a year old, maybe.
Oh, okay.
And so it hasn't learned a complete bark. The mouth hasn't finished its
Maybe that's what it's trying to communicate to you, that it wants you to teach it.
Teach me to bark.
Teach me to bark.
It's going to get there.
Well, but how do you know what he's trying to communicate? Maybe, like, nobody's encouraging this dog in the right direction. Maybe it's looking for a...
A mentor.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it sees you. It sees your confident stride.
Yeah. What could I... And
it sees that you've found yourself a nice female counterpart to settle down with. That's all this Labradoodle probably wants.
And Grandpa, my dog, is fantastic about it. Ignores it completely.
Yeah, so I think maybe you need to stop being afraid of the dog.
Mm. Are you afraid of the dog?
Yeah, and bring it into your life, right? Don't sure. Next time that it barks at you, say hello back to it.
Oh, okay.
You know, so be like a Caesar Milan.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was gonna suggest. Is do you own a smartphone of any?
Yeah.
Okay. You could. Have you?
Do you want me to plug it?
Yeah, that'd be great.
iPhone 3GS. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you heard of the YouTube?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, although I don't like the YouTube icon on the iPhone, it's a television. It's not the YouTube logo.
Oh.
I never think
Oh,
to,
yeah, that's true.
Like, actually. It's even an old-timey television.
Because you watch most of your television on your iPhone.
Mm-hmm. I watch Car 54, Where Are You? My Mother, the Car. A lot of car shows.
Yeah, dude, sure. Where's My Car?
Yeah.
But I was thinking you could take the Dog Whisperer and then you were talking about counseling the dog.
Right.
The dog, maybe take some episodes that would apply to the malformed bark or whatever, or mouth or whatever its issues are.
I think we're focusing on that, where that may have just been something I used to enhance the story.
Yeah, that's true. He's looking for attention. I think that, you know, I'm not saying this dog's well-behaved, but I think it's looking for... It's like in any of your classic teacher goes into the rebellious school movies. There's going to be that one dog that keeps barking in your face. And you've got to conquer that dog, then you own the neighborhood.
What are these movies
like dangerous
where teachers...
Minds.
Well, but they're teaching... They're going into dog schools?
I'm speaking metaphorically.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm talking about Hotel for Dogs.
Yeah. They should...
Okay. Okay.
All right. Let's pitch it. It's Hotel for Dogs.
Meets
Dangerous Minds.
Meets Dunstan Checks In. So it takes place in a hotel.
It's got... Yeah. Back to the hotel. But Coolio's on the soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's a friend and he needs the money.
Snoop Dogg has to be in it, right?
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah. Sure. Good cameo. Yeah. He plays
Bow Wow.
Oh, there we go.
What do you think? I say Snoop Dogg for gym teacher. Anybody? He's got the whistle. He's wearing a velour tracksuit.
Oh. He could be also a gym teacher, but he also has like health class, so he teaches.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
sex
of course.
Ed.
And also he needs a job at the hotel.
His daughter lives in the hotel. Oh.
Sure, like the Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
His daughter's Miley Cyrus.
Oh wait, no.
Yeah, that's good. Because she's popular right now, but she's in blackface. Ooh,
wait,
that's gonna hurt this thing.
I think I confused a couple things. Is Miley Cyrus the one who has a sweet life of Zach and Cody?
Yeah, so I think this is a movie we could all enjoy.
Let's pitch it. I mean, let's green light it. It's pitched. Snoop Dogg's attached.
Did yeah, you guys didn't come up with a name, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, we didn't.
Hotel for Schools.
Hotel for Schools?
Yeah.
It's
just the dumbest name in history.
I call it Woof High. Anybody got anything better than Woof High?
Woof High.
Teen Woof.
Oh, that's pretty
Teen
good.
Woof's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Nah, I like Teen Woof.
Oh, are we changing
it? Oh, what about Bark to School?
Good. Bark to School, yeah. No, that's in Britain where you call Alicia lead. I was going to say leader of the class, but that's
all right.
Yeah, well, maybe for the British release, we'll change the title. The European release will be called leader of the class.
That's true. Because a fanny means something else over
there. Yeah, exactly. That's why Avafanny was called Avatar over there.
The Wizard with Fred Savage.
I was talking about this movie earlier today.
Are you serious? Yeah. Wow.
In Germany, it was called Joystick Heroes.
Wow.
So I just thought I'd let you guys know.
Joystick Heroes.
That's actually a way superior name, right?
To the one that... Wizard? Come on.
But the kid wasn't wizard-like in any way. Wasn't he autistic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Autistic and good at
but
at
he was
Super
like
Mario 3.
Autism wizard, same thing. We know that.
He was like a pinball wizard. Isn't that what was supposed to be the... Play on the wizard?
Probably. No, that was Lucas. He's the bad kid with the power glove.
Yeah, I'm just saying it was in the... I don't want to fight.
Why were you talking about this earlier?
A guy at work was wearing a Super Mario 3 shirt.
Oh, that's where they debuted the...
The warp whistle.
Oh, right. Yeah. That, to me... That still happens, like big... video game things where people sit around and watch people try and conquer a video game. Like, that's still a thing that
mostly
happens in real
girlfriends
life.
Do it.
I saw a 2020 or something like that on a kid who he's like the Gretzky of video games, and his parents he played video games all the time. And in, I think it was like Japan, he went over and won. And he was the first sort of North American that's ever done this, but there's like stadiums that watch people play like the latest video game and conquer it.
Wow.
And he trains, like even trains like an athlete for like reflex times and stuff. But the deal was,
but he still weighs 400 pounds
and doesn't have a girlfriend, but he does have a comic book shop on the side, which he likes. No, the way I tell stories, just so you know, is I have none of the crucial information. Like, I don't know the kid. I don't know if it was in Japan. It's all just coming out.
That's
like,
fine.
It's kind of what I remember.
It's fine. I'm sure it was.
I'm good at that.
But what did he have?
Years ago, this was Pong. No. The deal with his parents was he wanted to enter this video game contest, and if he won, they would like let him pursue this, but if not, he had to go back to college. Like classic, you know, like right?
Yeah.
And he went out and he won this first one, and it was like, I don't know, $4,000.
Which is huge for playing video games.
Let's pick it up to 15 then. Yeah. And then they were like, yes, this could be a thing. But now like he was like I said, he became like the Gretzky of the video game world, and there was like cutouts of him and all this stuff, and then he got his own like line of like keyboards and mouse and like all this stuff in his name because he was so
his name was Logitech.
Then they're talking about like, is the future going to be this is the new athlete, like because it does involve reflexes and stuff like that, but
old athletes were like, we're not going anywhere,
yeah,
beat it, nerd.
yeah.
But in yeah, jokes.
I just love that it was a I don't know if it's anymore, but for a while the best competitive eater was this Japanese guy, and then in Japan the best video gamer is an American guy.
We were talking
those
about
are
that.
Two of their national sports.
Now both of them had Down syndrome. I'm sorry, that was off air coming back.
I understand.
I had to get it in again.
We were talking about that on the weekend. The Japanese guy, I don't remember his name.
Say a Japanese-y sound.
Yamamoto?
Thing. Oh, that's racist.
I made stuff up. You're allowed to.
Yeah, right?
I think it was Yamaha.
Yamaha. I think it was Yamaha.
Yoshi.
Yamaha?
He won't... There's like a sanctioned league of super eaters.
Yeah.
That is like the UFC of eating.
Yeah.
Right?
Really?
The United Food Challenge. And he won't participate in that league. So he has he does, like, I guess there was the big competition this year, and he did a demonstration of his eating prowess across the street from where the competition was. He won't compete, but he's making a stand.
Oh yeah, because they want him to. What do they want
him
to
do? It was something about, like, you know, like the rights to the, you know,
right,
what I mean,
right,
like,
right.
You won't get as much money or
sure
or
the
something.
Licensing of the
of the hot dog, his patented hot dog papers,
right?
That you put under a hot dog at the baseball game, you know, that you serve a hot dog on.
Yeah.
He had
his
own
on
with
it.
His face on it.
Yeah. Oh my.
But yeah, anyway, so he won't compete in the league. So he's the WCW to their.
Yeah, he's the Ric Flair.
Yeah.
I like this idea, though, of, like, if I can throw out a pitch.
Please.
Please, yeah. I think it's Bark to School.
Bark to School, right.
No, the UFC, and then, what did you call it? Ultimate Eating Challenge?
Oh, the Ultimate United Food Challenge?
Yeah, you throw those together, and then maybe it's guys wrestling other guys and force-feeding them, so whoever force-feeds the other guy more food wins.
Yeah.
Oh. But you seem skeptical.
Well, I feel like the way I'm imagining,
like, yeah, but here's the problem with that.
I'm imagining it as you taking one Ultimate Fighter and putting them up against a competitive eater. The Ultimate Fighter is going to pin them down and just force feed them, and the eater's going to be fine with it.
Yeah, he's going to love it.
Well, see, I was
both are
going to
get
that. But
that, you know what's kind of nice about that is they both get their way.
Mm-hmm.
They both get what
nice.
They want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we just set that up as just an like,
yeah,
not,
like
not
an exhibition sport.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be an event.
Sure,
it just seems
just
like
fun.
A nice thing to do. Just get two people who like the thing they do
or
together.
Or maybe they compete against another team of two. Like there's an Ultimate Fighter and a competitive eater on every team.
Yeah.
And do you think at eating competitions they say, let's compete? Like,
oh,
but
eat?
Yeah, like it's on the banners or.
Do I think
I'm
that?
Sure it's on a few banners.
Do you think that?
I don't think that.
No.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah, saw that fun dog.
Yeah. You're scared of a dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I never had a. What's it new with you?
I went on the weekend with you to my second ever Cake Day celebration.
Sure.
Which
AJ Bond's annual Cake Day extravaganza.
Yeah, which is the greatest. There's all sorts of cakes. It's in lieu of him celebrating his birthday.
Yeah, it's
we
a
just
celebration
celebrate.
Of cake around his birthday.
Okay.
It's
a
friend of mine. You're ours now.
Yeah, and past guest on the podcast. And we went, had that's where I had that Yamamoto. Is that his name? Am I saying it right?
Are you saying this made-up name right?
Yeah.
No.
Amarito.
Amarillo.
Armadillo.
Evanescence.
So that was Evanescence. That was tons of fun to go to that. And then I raced home to watch Breaking Bad, and that was tons of fun. And now I find out that next season will be their last ever season.
How does that make you feel?
Suicidal? No. Well, it makes me feel like I have to stick around until then, and then suicidal. So, futurally suicidal.
I like that. Okay. I like that they've set a... they're not just going to let it, you know, linger. They're not just going to drag you along
that's
for several
true.
More seasons.
They bring on, a new character. Jesse's got a cousin that comes into the meth trade.
Yeah. Everyone goes to Vegas for a while.
Ashton Kutcher joins the cast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Gross. That guy's the worst. I don't know how he got... because I've watched a couple past episodes, like old episodes of That 70s Show, and he wasn't that good on that show. Like, I always, in my head, I remembered him being good on that show. But now that I watch it now, he was really over-actory.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
2011 now.
Yeah,
oh,
that
right,
show was like 40 years.
It was hilarious
ago.
In the 70s. No, but he was kind of the go-to funny guy in that show. Wasn't
yeah,
he
that's
not?
What
he
I thought.
The...
Watch it again.
He was the
really?
He was the
I watch
dumb
it
guy.
Again, and he's super mysterious. I'm like, oh my god,
he's a really dark character.
He's so
on this.
Dark.
Oh, he's chasing the MacGuffin. I haven't watched that show in a while. I guess there weren't very many. Actually, There kind of were some breakout stars from that. Yeah. Valderrama.
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis. Topher. Ashton Kutcher. Topher Grace.
He was around for a bit.
Like, for a while, it seemed like he was going to be a legitimate actor.
And then that the Donna, whatever her
Laura
name is.
Laura Prepon.
She's going to be in a show based on Chelsea Handler's book?
Oh.
Question sounds mark! Good.
Are you pretending to be a lion right now?
Yes.
It was, I'm sure it was a bestseller. There's a lot of... It doesn't take much to be a bestseller, I don't think. A lot, I think they take the bestseller list like hourly.
I think Jimmy Fallon's book of thank you notes was somewhere on the New York Times bestseller list in the last couple weeks. So mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah, and it's not a book. It's just a bunch of stuff from the television show bound in book form. Wait a minute, guys, that's exactly what a book is.
Yeah. How do you make a book out of things from that TV show? It's like, are you pretend to be the audience member participating in some dumb game? Don't like that show.
And then you put in a CD of The Roots.
Yeah, putting my foot down on that show.
Yeah, so I did that. I donated blood today.
I see.
I have a sticker. My sticker. Oh, wow. You get to wear it for a full 24 hours mm-hmm. after you donate blood. That's one of the perks.
I'm terrified of that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Now, is it a needle thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to like lie down when I go in the
stickers.
Special
you're terrified?
Stickers. Yeah. I will not have one put on. I have to lie down.
The needles.
And get put on. Oh, I don't care about needles. But like when you run through a park, like say downtown, how scared I am of getting one of those stickers on my feet. You know what I mean? Like I would freak out.
Go through a bad neighborhood, afraid someone's going to jab you with an AIDS sticker.
An AIDS sticker. One of those ribbons. Since you were a little kid, were you like needles?
Yeah.
Like when you had to get a vaccination or something, did they have to pin you down to do it? Or?
Yeah, I think I was in the hospital a bit when I was a kid. I was about to make a horrible joke, and I'm gonna just resist. I had Down syndrome.
Oh,
7.
No!
See,
boom.
I know. You know. Actually, the funny. Can I say the funniest?
I don't know.
No, I think I can. Jeff Brousseau is a comedian, originally from Seattle and LA, and the funniest. What did I say?
Said originally from Seattle and LA.
Yeah. Just stay with me.
He's originally from Seattle.
Really
gonna
he now
off.
Lives in LA and works at Hustler. It's interesting. But
oh, we drove past the Hustler building when we were in LA.
Made us feel gross.
You've probably seen him.
Yeah.
He's the guy on the
roof. He's the window washer.
I don't know. He's a programmer or something. I don't know what he does.
Programmer.
I know.
Well, where are we going to put
this
anal show?
He has his own line of mouses and stuff.
Mice.
Okay, but the best CD title I've ever heard. Because I've thought of like differently if I got an album released, what I'd call it. And I had a few ideas, and I thought they were kind of funny, but then he told me his, and it's the funniest one. It's Jeff Brousseau. Hold
Dave's
on.
Dreading me, this.
Why are you dreading this?
I'm trying to figure out edit points.
What do you mean?
We're just going to put Peach Pit over everything that we don't like that you say.
Live at the Peach Pit.
And I'm like, I love it.
Actually, that would be a really good name for an album.
Cool.
But so what's the name of the album?
I'm trying to remember without screwing it up. Because I got to get the wording right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want us to make small talk?
Yeah. Jeff Brousseau, One Man's Journey Through Down Syndrome.
Well, now that was
that the best name.
I think that's hilarious.
You're wrong.
And then, but then he's on the front and he's in like a wrestling singlet.
No. Nothing's gonna get better.
Yeah. I don't.
Like, he's conquered it, though, which is amazing.
Oh, kudos.
No, is that wrong? Is this an edit point?
No, well, you know what? I don't know.
I found it very funny.
I can tell.
Is that wrong? I feel like now
does
I'm
he,
being judged.
Why does, but why does that, Dave's fine with judging you.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fair. I don't know why I found that so funny. I think
is that really his album? Did he actually call it that?
I don't think anyone would buy that album. And that's probably why I find that so funny. Because
so
it's
you
horrible.
admit that in fact that it's the worst.
What was
the
album name we came up with for you?
What's that?
What was the album name we came up with for you moments ago?
Live at the Peach Pit.
Live at the Peach Pit. Yeah,
that's Live at the Peach Pit.
Yeah,
that is pretty great.
It was pretty good, I guess.
If it was a picture of you doing stand-up, and then there was silhouettes of the cast of Beverly Hills 90210.
In the audience.
Pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
Maybe Jamie Walters singing alongside you, playing backup on his guitar.
Who was Jamie Walters?
Yeah, that's my question.
I think he was on a few episodes of 90210, and then he had his own show called The Heights about a band. How do you talk to an angel?
Was that his song?
No, I'm making this all up.
That's the theme to the United
Food Challenge. How do you talk to an angel food cake?
Good one.
So you gave blood. How do you feel about giving blood? How often do you do it?
Oh, yeah. Every whatever the time is. 56 days, I think they say.
And they ask you, have you had a tattoo recently? Did you get?
They ask you, have you had a sex with a man?
Yeah.
Have you paid for a prostitute?
Yeah. Have you been to Africa?
At the end of it all, you feel like you haven't done anything great because all of it sounds like a lot of fun.
Have you been skateboarding?
You know? Did you ever skip school and go tobogganing?
Have you ever gotten a third base?
Nope. but yeah, like, this is the weird thing. They've done a new thing, and I feel
like... Are they explicit about the gay sex? Because, do they just use, like, hooking up?
Have you ever...
Hooked up with it?
No, they're very explicit about, and it's like, you know...
Like, what was he like?
Yeah.
What did he smell like?
Was it fun to kiss somebody all bristly?
Yeah. Did his beard look like? Was it the same color as his skin?
Oh, no.
But they played... I got a phone message from them. Because they'll send out these automated phone messages that say, like...
Blood.
It's, you know, blood. Bring it to us. It was a recorded thing, and it was this long... story about this person who was in an accident and needed blood, and it was very guilt trippy, but I had already made the appointment to go, and I was like, but like, save up the guilt trip thing for the people who aren't doing it,
the first timers.
Yeah, like I'm a return blooded tear. I don't need I don't need your garbage guilt trip.
Bloodsketeer.
The three bloodsketeers. That's perfect.
So I did that today. And
Do you feel lightheaded? Should you cut down on your alcohol?
They told me to drink a lot of beer because it has hops in it.
Really?
No, they did not.
Cookie.
I got Timbits.
Oh, fun.
Really? Yeah. Delicious Canadian treat. And... yeah, I don't know. I encourage anybody to donate blood. In the States, I think you get paid for blood donations. Is that true?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
I don't know.
You get paid for the
bloods,
for the sperms. Mm-hmm. If you mix them together, you get nothing.
No. You get the Metallica album cover.
Oh, right? Squirt.
Yeah.
Metallica's squirt.
Yeah. Sperm blood.
Oh, let's move on over herds.
My sperm style determines my
blood
style.
Overherds. Things in your life that your ear or your eyes have observed, possibly in tandem. And we always like to start this segment with the guest.
Yeah.
And that's you, Chris Gordon.
Okay.
Why don't you hit us with an overheard?
This one, I didn't know about this, so it came right to mind at a show in Saskatoon, and walking in beforehand, and I heard a group of girls say, I don't know what they're talking about before, the only part I heard was, yeah, but if you're with a black person, like my friend's black, it's not racist. And I thought that was amazing.
She was talking about going to a Klan rally.
Yeah. If you bring your own black person,
then it's not racist.
BYOBP.
Oh, wow. Now, you traveled through the prairies often, yes, doing comedy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We were talking about this on the last episode. On the cover of Rolling Stone, there's a band from Saskatoon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you read the article?
No, I haven't yet. I saw a bit of a news broadcast about it because there's some controversy.
Well, they make Saskatoon sound like it is the most backwater of
Yeah, that's birds. Kind of what I got from, like, these dingy bars and blah, and I was like, I don't think of Saskatoon like that. I actually think Saskatoon's a really pretty city, like, with the bridges and the river and, like...
And it's like a university huge. Town.
Yeah.
It's mostly kids there, and, right?
Yeah. Don't look at me.
Kids run this... It's like in Hook, where yeah. kids basically run the city.
Yeah. I was under the impression that Diddy runs the city. What...
is he was it, voted out when he showed
is
no
it
pity.
Saskatoon or Regina that is considered the Paris of the prairies?
Oh,
I'm guessing it's Regina. I think
really?
It's Regina.
I would have said Saskatoon.
Yeah, why?
The Paris, Texas of the prairies.
Paris, Texas.
Yeah, the
oh,
Paris
okay.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I've never heard that either.
It's like the champagne of ginger ales.
Yeah. Now, I understand you also have another VCR store.
Oh, all right. I don't know if it's that good. I just remember hearing...
You were hyping it up.
Yeah. I know, and then I felt hard. Bad because I was like, this isn't
you
that good. It's just something I never
agent
remembered
call
as
us.
A kid. My brother, who's like 6 years older than me, and his girlfriend, who's like, she's like 20 years older than me. No, that's a joke. No, she's kind of in between her ages. Anyways, they were talking about...
How old were you at the time?
I was 40 at the time. So this is in the future when VCRs make the comeback.
Yeah.
Like albums, yeah, like record yeah. vinyl sort of thing.
Sure, analog.
No, they said they used to rent the whole VCR like package deal and mm-hmm. you'd bring it home. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that at all, though, and I thought I remembered everything about VCRs in my life,
they,
but I don't remember
this thing.
You used
to be able to rent VCRs before, like, everybody owned them, when people
yeah.
were still like, I'm not sure if this is the future.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go with Betamax or VHS.
And you could also rent, I remember you could rent a Nintendo.
Yeah,
for a weekend.
Definitely remember that.
I remember that stuff, but that was later, right? Like,
yeah.
I think...
But I think I remember like,
and you could rent
but they said
like
kind
a camcorder
of,
as well. I remember we did that once
to
for
make
my
a,
birthday.
A mom and dad sex tape.
Yeah, for my birthday.
For Dave's
for
birthday.
My birthday. Oh, man. But it seemed like the connection was different on these home package rental dealies.
Yeah, it was just copper wire that you had to twist into the wiring
you
of your
vice grip. Are you serious?
No.
Oh, you like solder it yourself? I like how everything you say, though, I believe.
Yeah.
It's hops. Are you serious? Yes, they told me to drink after taking blood. You idiot.
It's fun, though. I'm really enjoying myself. Dave, do you have an overheard?
Well, yep.
Yeah,
I was on the Sky Train. It's a train in the sky.
Okay.
The future is now, everybody.
Yeah.
And I was there was a woman talking very loud on a cell phone. I don't know why people do this.
Yeah, right?
Have they not learned?
Oh, yeah. Mine is cell phone related as well.
Is our podcast not popular enough that they haven't learned not to talk so loud into their cell phone?
No kidding.
So, zero context for this.
Yeah.
Didn't know, like yours, I didn't know where the conversation began.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't involve a black person.
Okay.
That's unfortunate.
But it was someone on the phone talking to their friend. I'm assuming friend. You wouldn't say this to your boss. She said, she was blowing up my mailbox telling me she's a wild tiger.
Wow.
Was this a, you said a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was blowing up,
wild tiger.
Wild tiger. With that sounds like a...
Well, female tigers have a
shorter
haircut.
Yeah. That's true. That's
wow.
So the ice cream, when they eat the tiger ice cream,
yeah.
They don't get the hair in it. You know, because the females
smart.
Enjoy that. Yeah, it is smart.
What? That's why I like smart comedy.
I haven't had tiger ice cream since I was maybe 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Orange and licorice?
I had it when you were 7 too, and
yeah.
I remember that.
No, yeah, you remember buying ice cream for me. Yeah. And then watching a sex tape with his
parents. Oh, you're the best porn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Was it, what flavor was it?
Tiger.
Yeah, I think it was like.
What do you mean? Like, what's the orange?
It was sherbet, I thought.
Was it
like
orange
sherbet
and
black.
People.
Nope. Sorry.
Nope.
Not with your. If there's a black person here, that wouldn't be.
Yeah, that would
that
be
wouldn't
a problem.
Be,
yeah. But
yeah.
Since
it's
not.
It's not racist.
Then we might have to add.
Yeah.
Touche.
We'll edit in a black person.
Okay. All right. No, yeah, it is orange sherbet and licorice, right?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Why was that flavor?
I think it's kinda,
do you remember the bubblegum ice cream with little
with
gumballs in it?
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Really?
In theory.
And when you're a kid.
Yeah, yeah, when you're a kid.
And you just
or like a diabetic, they love those.
Yeah.
Because they can keep chewing their what's killing them afterwards, you know. It's the best.
You're overheard, Graham.
It what also comes it? Courtesy of being... This is like a two-pronged thing. This is all in the same situation. I was on the bus, and there was a lady standing with a very, very new baby. Like... Mm-hmm. 2 weeks old, maybe.
Like it could barely walk.
It could barely hold the little railing for itself.
What was its beard like? Was it developed?
You know what? Tiny, wispy.
Same color as its skin. Yeah.
Yeah. I think our favorite moment was your just pitch of, you know what?
So this lady was standing, and there was a young guy sitting in the...
As young as the baby?
Yeah, there was another baby sitting in the chair.
And was
I was like, who should stand up for who?
Yeah, was it like a business meeting for the baby?
Yeah, it was a business. I shouldn't have been in that section.
I apologize. I'm cutting you off more than the
guy on the 405. Yeah. Anyways, there was a teenager kid that was sitting down and not... Like, right where she was standing, like, he could have easily got up and given her the seat. And I was like, what kind of fucking piece of shit doesn't get up for, a lady carrying a tiny little baby? And I looked right down at his arm, giant Juggalo tattoo on his arm. So I was like, oh, the exact type of asshole that you would...
A Juggalo is an insane clown posse fan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They have a...
the magic of the universe and that whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's a...
How do magnets work?
They have a tattoo that's like a kind of a clown with long hair running with a hatchet. And I know that because Coolio got one, and I remember seeing it online. Anything Coolio does, this guy also does. But anyways, and then he was only going one more stop. So he could have stood up the whole... Anyway, so he's a monster asshole.
Sitting's really great, though.
Yeah, well, it is great. I'm not denying it. But as soon as... I even said to her, do you want me to rustle up a seat for you? I was going to tell that kid to get out of the seat. Hey, Juggalo.
You were standing?
Yeah, I was standing, too.
LL Coolio J. It's just two rappers I put
together. Oh, like mixed together.
Yeah, that's what I just
LL
did.
LL Ice Cubulio J.
That's three rappers I put together. This, yeah. LL Vanilla Ice Cubulio
W-I-L-L Vanilla Ice Cubulio
LL Vanilla Bean.
Well, so that's not a thing.
No, but Tiger Ice Cream.
No, but like LL Bean's like a clothing stuff. So it's
yeah,
like
but that's
rappers
not a rapper.
In khakis.
No,
we can't do that.
No,
is that not
you
part of
you made
this?
Up the game and then you changed the rules halfway.
I know, but
game
that's
changer.
My game.
That was a game changer.
Yeah. Oh, that's a definition.
We
of a
salute
game
you.
But there was a lady on the bus that she was talking on her phone, and the whole time she was talking about somebody named Graham. And, but I didn't know that. So all I could hear her say was, not cool, Graham. That's what I said. Not cool, Graham. And I was like, whoa, should I rustle up a seat for this pregnant lady? Like she was,
maybe
I turned around,
was
she
Russell.
Has a Juggalo tattoo. She's wearing clown makeup. She's just talking on her phone. She wasn't talking about me at all.
Yeah, pretty good. And also a fun little rap game in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I felt like we learned a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I changed this rap game.
Now, also, we have overheard sent in to us by listeners. If you want to do the same, you can send them in to stoppodcastingyourself@gmail.com. And our first one comes from Courtney D. I was at a baseball game with my buddy the other day. He came back from a bathroom break laughing. He said he just watched a great father-son moment. A little boy asked, Daddy, who's Chuck Norris? My buddy was instantly jealous that he wasn't the father because he really wanted to have the Chuck Norris talk with the boy. I promised him that if I ever have a son, he's welcome to deliver the official Chuck Norris sermon. How would you approach that with a kid? How would you have the talk?
I don't fetishize Chuck Norris the way some people do.
But say that you have a son or daughter, mm-hmm. and they ask you who's Chuck Norris. How do you answer that question?
He's like a white karate guy. He's like the the white karate guy who was in movies in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. I like the term karate guy.
Yeah.
Would you mention that he was famous for having a beard or a mustache, or that he was in Walker, Texas Ranger, and that was mm-hmm. the greatest thing Conan O'Brien ever had on his show? God,
yeah. I would... No,
I guess maybe that's a lot for
I
the first
time. I think you sort of let the kid ask questions.
Like, oh,
like
right.
if the kid asked, hey, was there ever a Conan O'Brien segment about Walker, Texas Ranger? I would say, yeah, there was. He had pulled a lever.
The best one of which, I don't know, you guys watched
Was those? It the one with Haley Joel Osment?
The AIDS. Oh, yeah, my yeah. God. Just fantastic.
Yeah, he told me
Walker
I have
told
AIDS,
me I have it? AIDS.
Yeah. Pretty
good. Then Conan does the walk behind the desk thing. Yeah. Can't handle it.
That was the greatest segment because Conan hadn't seen the clips. Yeah. They were just picked out for him.
Yeah.
And Conan was seeing them for the first time. I assume he was seeing them for the first time.
Even if he wasn't, his reactions were priceless. Yeah.
Courtney. That sounded like a guy.
It did sound like a guy, but
and I have
is
a
that
friend
a
named Court? That's why I was like interested in that. His name's Courtney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we call him Court, but his parents named him Courtney, right?
To, I don't think that that's... I've never thought of it as a whatever you call it, like a unisex
guy,
name.
Yeah.
But I could see it.
Yeah, I think of it more as a lady name.
I think it's like old school, like knights days. There was Courtneys were common.
Sure. Yeah, like you know, swords. And Marion things. Used to be a man's name.
Is that?
John Wayne's real name, Marion Morrison.
Marion, yeah, that's
no
right.
Way, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leslie was a man's name before it was, you know.
That's true.
So
Leslie Nielsen.
Mm-hmm. What about Wesley Snipes?
Leslie Snipes, yeah.
Leslie Snipes, yeah.
He changes it from Leslie to Wesley.
Yeah, he wanted to be way more masculine.
Leslie Snipes.
Okay, this next one comes from Tanya B. Tanya...
that's a guy, right?
I think so. I mean, it could be either.
Okay.
I was walking behind two young ladies in a hallway in the building I work in, and they were discussing their weekend. After discussing her own weekend, the first woman asked, "How about you? How was your weekend?" Her friend replied, "Good. I went to a funeral. My uncle died."
That's really amazing.
I think it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction when someone says, "How was it?" to say, "Good,
yeah, good.
Or fine."
Oh, yeah. I was... somebody tried to kill me.
Yeah. I did get partially eaten by a shark.
Good. And this last one comes from Allison F. I was walking down the street in Boston the other day, behind a group of girls talking about their plans for that night. One was particularly excited about their heels. She said, "We are going to be so tall. My vagina is going to be like in Will's face."
It was in Boston, so she was probably talking about Good Will Hunting.
Oh, yeah, right? Oh, yeah. How do you like this apple? She would say.
Oh, man. I jumped right to Will Smith. Is that wrong?
Yeah, you know what? That's a famous Will.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
like
the most famous Will.
Yeah, next to Will I Am.
Prince William.
Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground. So it's not Boston.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what? Big American cities. Mm-hmm. You can get lost in them,
yeah.
Right? Where was Rocky from? Where's The Fighter from? Same basic movie, right?
How do you feel about Will Smith as an actor, though? Do you like what he's been doing these days?
What has he been doing these days?
Yeah, what has he been doing? The last thing that he made was that weird movie that nobody knew what it was, wasn't it?
Which one was that?
iRobot?
No, the one that it like...
Seven
like,
Pounds?
7 Pounds.
Yeah, I don't know what
that's
about.
Oh, that's the one... Yeah, yeah.
He was trying to lose weight. His pants were going to fit if he lost that last 7 pounds.
No, I honestly kind of think like about that movie forward. All the time. Yeah. And because every time he...
Why?
Well, because Will Smith's in it. No, when you... I don't know if we're giving away the movie, because most people are probably waiting to watch it on the VCR they've rented.
Sure.
But they're like... he kills someone text messaging in his car, right?
Oh.
Yeah, and then 7 pounds is like him giving back, like he tries to...
Oh, I thought when you were doing the
seven
text...
of those fist bumps.
I thought when you were pointing the text message...
Yeah.
The giveaway was going to be that the thing was 7 pound sign, like that was going to be the twist. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, he was texting on his phone and he hit somebody.
And there's a pound
key. And there's a pound key.
And there's a seven.
on your phone.
Yeah. He was texting 7 pounds
to win movie tickets.
It's so intricate.
The first person to text 7 pound to 2284.
Pound 7.
Yeah.
Gets tickets to the future movie about this moment where I kill this child.
Oh, and it folds in on himself. He's at the movie starring himself the movie.
There's a preview, and then he's like before the previews even start, there's something on the screen that says text pound 7 to 7 pound.
Yeah. And then the preview before the 7 pounds movie start is for Men in Black 3. Like, it's like a, like, this is going to happen. You know it's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
Like, I know, but that's what's so great about that teaser, right? Okay. Totally whets your appetite for more MIBs.
Here come the Men in Black.
Call them
Galaxy Defenders.
Yeah. Do we have phoned in overheards?
Yeah, we do. Oh, if you want to phone us, our phone number is 206-339-832-008. I added some numbers there. That's 206-339-8328.
I think the problem is I like Will Smith. Like, I've never disliked Will Smith in movies. Like, when he did Ali and stuff, I thought he did a really good job.
I think
And that surprises me. Like, there's some comedians who've made that transition that is interesting, and the fact that he was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air yet can pull off some of these movies, I think I was kind of...
Yeah, I thought he was, like, I mean, I really like him as, like, in the Bad Boys / Men in Black, like, action hero guy.
Welcome to Earth.
Exactly. That was, to me, that was the top Will Smith performance.
What is the, when he punches the alien in the face? Oh, hell nah. That, like, that moment?
Yeah. And then he smokes a cigar. Good stuff.
We picked out your two favorite moments.
Yeah, of all time. Of my life.
Movie or otherwise. Yeah. All right, overheards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all of these called in overheards are child related.
Oh, fun.
They're overheards from children. I like to pick a theme.
The darndest things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This week's theme, the darndest.
Hey, Dave and Graham. This is Brady from Iowa. I'm out at a slow pitch softball tournament right now, and I was walking through one of the food tents, and I saw a table with four little kids. I mean, they couldn't have been more than 10 or 11 years old, four boys. And there was a table of four girls just a few tables away from them. And when I was walking past, I heard one of the boys say, "Hey, there's four of them, and there's four of us. You do the math." And then they all just got these big grins on their face, and I thought it was probably one of the best overheards I've ever heard.
One kid's like, 8. He just did the math.
Yeah.
This is the drunk
college. No, this is just the more overheards. Although,
we'll get to some drunk gals in a bit. You shouldn't be a drunk person.
There's kids.
Hanging out with kids.
Yeah, unless just you're a Walter Matthau or a Billy Bob Thornton coaching a kids' baseball team.
Or Bad Santa-ing around.
Sure.
When you were a 10 or 11-year-old, did you ever try to make stuff happen?
What, lady-wise?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, probably. I don't remember any specific instances. Where would 12 put you? Is that grade 6?
12.
Or 6th 12. Grade.
12, you're in big kid territory, I think.
12, 13, you're moving you're grade into, 7. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
13, yeah. You're bar mitzvah.
Oh, well, that's
regardless
true.
Of
yeah, regardless religion. Of your religion. But as is our custom in Canada.
Right. Yeah.
We accept everybody's traditions and follow all of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's
we have foreskin and no foreskin.
Yeah. There are 340 statutory holidays a year here.
Yeah, right? We only work 16?
16 on a leap year.
Yeah.
Although we take leap year off.
We take the whole leap year off. I don't know if I tried anything. You? Did you try anything?
Oh, I didn't try any activities. But I like there was like oh There was. I certainly could relate to that. There's four of us. There's four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Dance off.
I think there was always a kid that had an older sibling that kind of knew, like, spin the bottle or knew all this, like, what the moves were supposed to be. Not necessarily in what order.
Someone's
or whatever.
Parents had bought a spin the bottle set.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like in the 70s. Your uncle invites you over and then it's like, it's not... Not you guys
there's
didn't.
One of him, there's one of me.
You guys. Yeah, yeah, do the math.
Your uncle says do the math.
The phone cord has been cut, do the math.
sinister. Next overheard.
I always I remember being young and interested in girls. It was never like the like, ew, girls have cooties and that whole thing. And I remember, like, grading girls out of 10, you'd have, like, looks and then personality. Oh, and then yeah. You'd rate them out of 10.
Did you ever play, what was it, MASH?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
With the, you, like, you would...
mansion, apartment, shag.
Oh, yeah, house. That was yeah. Wicked.
And you, so you would...
That was pretty
you have a thing of a list of places you would live, a yeah. List of potential wives, a list of occupations,
yeah,
and then something.
You know
else.
What's crazy is mine came true.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I live in a house. I'm married to Alyssa Milano. I'm a spaceman.
I thought I saw her.
And I have magic powers. What was the other category?
I forget the other category. Oh, or your car, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I drive 10 Maseratis stacked on top of each other.
That is a good one. Yeah. Like, that car is awesome.
Yeah. Like, you sit in the top car and you control all the cars beneath you.
I went with 4-screen convertible Miata. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
They're nice, but the 10 Maseratis probably
stacked
better.
On top of each
probably
other.
Probably better.
What is the plural of Maserati?
Oh, paparazzi.
It's
a completely different
it's
word.
It's a Jaime.
Stop.
Stop.
Right?
Everybody right. Stop.
I had girls call my house and I got in trouble when I was... This is a quick story of my life in, please. Let's say, like 10
yeah,
seconds.
Sure.
Love girls. Time's my mom ticking. Knew because watching like Baywatch and then I turned around and I was like, I love girls. And she's like, oh, this is a trouble. And girls would call my house and I'd get in trouble... They're calling too much, so my mom politely asked a girl to stop calling, and she hung up the phone, and 2 seconds later, there's a phone call. She's like, hello? And then she just heard, bitch! And then, like, hung up.
Wow!
And then
whoa.
I got in so much trouble.
How were you this guy who was getting all these calls?
I combed my hair back, and I owned a leather jacket.
Oh, yeah, leather jacket in grade four.
I look like
pretty big.
Max Headroom.
Did you have siblings?
Yeah, 6 years older than me.
Oh, right, and
one.
That, yeah, yeah. Did he ever listen in on the phone calls? That was a big concern for me.
No.
Talking to girls on the phone as a young man.
Oh,
because
yeah,
it happened all the time. Because my siblings
would listen on the phone.
Yeah, we had the phone that just had the mute function. So,
oh,
so
wow.
they could breathe
one?
As heavy as they want. Yeah, we had the hamburger football phone.
And then you would press, mustard
pickle.
For mute.
Okay, I was going to
yeah.
say.
You know, why does pickle make any sense? At least mustard has a couple of the same letters.
What do you mean? Oh, okay. Yeah, I went there, but I wanted to be different.
So pound go there.
7.
next over.
Hey guys, my friend and I just passed a little boy about 7 years old who helped as an overheard and held up 2 Game Boy type things and said, this is how I make money.
What?
Wow.
I think it might have been
on that.
The boy was holding up 2 Game Boys and said, this is how I make money.
I like it.
Whoa.
We think it could have been the kid from the story earlier.
I think
where
that kid needs
have
to make
more information.
Yeah.
An infomercial, because I want to know how I can make money from my Game Boys.
Money.
Call.
I sell Game Boys.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm both interested in buying those Game Boys and selling my own cachet of Game Boys.
Oh, maybe he just doesn't know that Game Boys aren't money.
Oh, like he just thinks that that's money? Like he hasn't learned
like
about
he's
money
like,
yet?
I will have a Big Mac meal, and here's your Game Boy. And they're like, you don't...
And he just walks out the door with a Big Mac.
Or does he
keep
think
the
that,
change.
You know, the coins that you accumulate are actual money?
Oh, yeah.
I sort of thought that when I was a kid going to an arcade, like, if you're really good... I was never good at video games.
But you thought that they'd come over and give you some money?
Oh, I thought it would be like a slot machine. Like, if you... beat the game.
Really?
Coin. Well, no, I didn't think it would be. I thought it should be.
Oh, you thought
oh,
it like, should be.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
You beat the game, coins just pour out of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a big part of the profit margin of running.
Is how dumb I was?
They're used to it in the old time. Have you ever seen that old timey game? Like from the old fashioned arcades where you would throw, like you shoot a coin in and there's like a rake that's pulling the coins to the edge.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
want to
oh, yeah,
be like
yeah,
the
yeah.
one coin that pushes it over it. And then
yeah.
all of those
then
coins out,
coin
you get
back.
Those coins. Yeah, you get that one coin back. But if it's the coin that pushes it over the edge, you get all the
mm-hmm.
coins. I don't think that you can ever do that. I think there's a physics thing that prevents it from happening.
Oh, but it's so close.
Know, really?
Oh, when we were on the bus
that's
going what? Over to your wedding, there was a lady who had won one of the ring, like a bottle toss thing at the fair, and her kid had like a giant oversized dog stuffed animal.
Did they have to buy an extra seat for it?
Oh, no, like the kid was buried in this giant nice. Dog, but the one was like, I thought those things were rigged. Like, I never thought it was possible to win.
It could happen to you.
Yeah.
You could win a giant dumb dog.
Yeah, make some money, Game Boy style.
Yeah. And one final overheard.
Hey, Stop Podcasting Yourself. This is Roger from the Midwest. I was calling generic. To tell you a great overheard. I was just in the bathroom of a school that I work at. A bunch of little kids come in, and one of them say, hey, you just peed on your shirt, to this other small little kid. And the kid said, yeah, I know. Plus, I just made an awesome fart noise.
Pretty great. <Yeah. laughs> The kid knows how to take a negative turned into a positive. Yeah.
I wonder how many girls are calling him.
Wow.
Plus, I got a leather jacket and I slicked my hair back.
I have that photo if you want me to send it to
Oh,
you.
Please. Was it like a biker jacket or a bomber jacket?
Or did you look like a little horse with white hair?
Or did you look like a...
I'll also send you that and you can tell me if we
Or did you look like a tiny Donnie Brasco with your leather jacket and slicked back hair?
I was on my deck. I had some ripped jeans. Maybe I think my mom patched one of them.
Yeah.
And then I had a Max Headroom t-shirt in red. And then I had a brown leather jacket and I slicked back my hair. I had sunglasses on and I thought it was the coolest.
Have you ever felt as good about yourself as back then?
I will tell you this. Since I've grown my beard,
yeah, I've discovered
the slick back headroom sort of look.
There's 3 points. When you were slick back hair, when you entered that girl at 251. And now
if
that you
only
have your beard.
I could have been having a beard in the Max Headroom outfit.
Having a beard. Let's all have a beard.
Wearing a beard.
Right? Entering a beard.
And then entering at 252. If I had entered that beard with the leather jacket, oh my God.
Oh man.
Do we want to do drunk dials?
You know what? I feel like we're drunk enough for everybody.
It has been a long show. We'll do drunk dials next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Chris Gordon, mm-hmm. people want to find... First of all, we said that we would drop your phone number again. If people want to text
your
you...
It's on your t-shirt.
You're wearing it on your t-shirt in giant bold letter. No, what's the purpose behind this?
I have no friends. No.
Oh, that's not true with your slick back hair. Come on.
Yeah, girls call you
convertible
all the time. They call your mom a bitch.
I know they do.
Dial this number.
And that story, which I wanted, which ruined my life, was I wasn't allowed to date till after high school.
What?
So I that never, seems, yeah.
That seems a little overly.
Well, after high school? But I was also after a fat kid, so it's not like I was going to get a date. But,
that was your parents' way of boosting your confidence? You're not allowed to date.
Fatty. You date ham sandwiches.
We don't want you to date. We don't want you to get too many girls pregnant.
And so, and graduation, my mom was like, if you're not going to find a grad date, I'll find you one. And I was freaking out. I was like, I'm not allowed to date. What are you talking? Like, all of a sudden there's
and
all this pressure.
And also, that's a terrible threat for mm-hmm. a mother. I'll find you one. The woman from my bridge club's husband just died.
Well, that is a threat. Yeah,
yeah
it is
a horrible
threat.
She's the beautiful smoke hole.
So if you want to text... Yeah. Chris Gordon, if you want to text him 7 pound and let him know that you heard this episode, if you want to let him know that you've heard this episode, text 7 pound to 1-403-708-6473.
That's right.
And where can people find you online?
Hilariouscomedian.com.
Is that right?
Yeah, Chris Gordon was taken. So.
Is it really hilariouscomedian.com?
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the best, like, I couldn't get my name.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it existed. And in Canada especially, I think where you... They know just the club you're performing at. Like, oh, you're Yuck Yucks or whatever. Or
right.
You're Comedy Mix or whoever I'm going to plug and not hopefully get work from.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, they don't know your name. So I was like, well, at least they can type that in. And
HilariousComedian.com.
Yeah.
And you're in Vancouver. You're here for a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, a week or over a week. Yeah, till the 23rd. Tuesday.
And next Tuesday, yourself and past guest Rory Scovel mm-hmm. are doing a show.
A serious comedy show, it's called, at Darby's in Vancouver. And then we hit the road. And
so you say that's next week, but what's the date on that?
Oh, it'd be Tuesday.
Tuesday the 23rd.
Next week. the 23rd?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it'll be like the day that this podcast comes out. Up,
well, yeah. There you go.
So perfect. If you're in Vancouver and you want to see Rory Scovel and a Chris Gordon in Vancouver, and then you're hitting the road with Rory Scovel?
Yeah, we're going to do some serious comedy shows in, we got Golden and Enderby.
Sure.
And where else are we? Canmore.
Can people find the whole list of dates on hilariouscomedian.com?
That's right, yeah. They can find another tour. Yeah.
Well, thanks for being a guest.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Get out.
Thank you.
Oh, get out.
I just wanted to reuse your... Wasn't that what he said when that voice I liked?
I don't know.
You know what?
I say a lot. Like, oh, like that? You know what?
Yeah, that's like the one I like that.
Dave, do you have anything you want to plug?
I don't think so. So, specifically, I love each and every one of you.
Yeah, me too.
Super happy you're listening. And
you think you're great.
You know, God bless us, everyone.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dickens. That was the Dickens.
Oh, Dickens. I will be dead next week, so it'll be just Dave hosting next week.
I don't know if I would do it on my own.
Would that be the end of the show?
No, probably not.
You'd have to audition people to...
I don't know. I bet... Like, who could I count on to show up every week?
That's
really
the dog, what Grandpa.
That's really what I have going.
Yeah,
is that I'm reliable.
Like I know funny guys, but they're you know.
Yeah, and that may be the most stick to it.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Where and when will you be giving blood next?
Where 56 days
where people
from now.
Can come
at the
watch this.
I imagine blood clinic you'll be giving a bunch of blood at the Spartan Race.
I won't be giving it. It'll be taken from me. That's different.
It'll be leaving it.
Yeah,
lot
it'll
there.
Be just leaving my body. Like I plugged on the last episode, September 22nd, art opening, beard paintings, Little Mountain Gallery. If you're in Vancouver or if you're in the surrounding area, why don't you come into town?
Yeah.
There's going to be a...
I'll be there.
It'll be... Dave will be there. There'll be booze. It'll be great.
Can I ask a question for the audience that's listening?
Ahead.
What does beard painting mean? You're painting with your beard, people are painting your beard, or just painting
with my
beard?
The audience
is pretty familiar.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm just the dumb.
No, not dumb.
Well, I'm new to beards, right?
No, yeah. It's crazy. It's a stupid, crazy thing that he's... It's the worst.
Dave hates it, but it's the best.
What is... Can I know?
Yeah, okay. I paint with my beard, and then I sell the paintings, and the money that I get, I give to good causes, to fundraising efforts.
The worst.
I know, right? You guys have now joined forces.
Yeah.
Good causes.
But like Dave said... We love each and every one of you, and thanks for listening to the podcast. And come on back next week, Chris.
Mostly Katrina?
Mostly Katrina. Is that a girl that you're trying to...
No, I'm just trying to figure where these good causes, the money's going to.
Oh, I know.
Feel free to get right up to the microphone, by the way.
Mostly Katrina?
Leave the room?
I don't know. I'm fading. That would be awesome if they... Can I do that? Can we do this where I, like, slowly... Leave the podcast?
Like you're done?
Does it sound...
It's going to sound like you're leaving and knocking the microphone.
So,
have a good one.
See you later.
See you guys.
Bye,
pound
Chris.
7. 7 pounds. If you want to contact the podcast, it's stoppodcastyourself@gmail.com.
If you would like to advertise on the podcast, it's maximumfun.org/jumbotron.
And if you want to call us, it's 206-339-8328. Thanks for listening, everybody. And come back next week for another fantabulous episode of Stop Podcasting Yourself.